Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 28th of December 2023. The Bible reading today is Exodus chapter 22, verses 22 to 27. Do not take advantage of the widow or the fatherless. If you do, and they cry out to me, I will certainly hear their cry. My anger will be aroused, and I will kill you with a sword. Your wives will become widows, and your children fatherless. If you lend money to one of my people among you who is needy, do not treat it like a business deal. Charge no interest. If you take your neighbor's cloak as a pledge, return it by sunset, because that cloak is the only covering your neighbor has. What else can they sleep in? When they cry out to me, I will hear, for I am compassionate. Today's article, titled Meeting the Needs of Others, was written by Kirsten Holmberg. Philip's father suffered from severe mental illness and had left home to live on the streets. After Cindy and her young son Philip spent a day searching for him, Philip was rightly concerned for his well-being. He asked his mother whether his father and other people without homes were warm. In response, they launched an effort to collect and distribute blankets and cold weather gear to homeless people in the area. For more than a decade, Cindy has considered it her life's work, crediting her son and her deep faith in God for awakening her to the hardship of being without a warm place to sleep. The Bible has long taught us to respond to the needs of others. In the book of Exodus, Moses records a set of principles to guide our interaction with those who lack plentiful resources. When we're moved to supply the needs of another, we're to not treat it like a business deal and should make no gain or profit from it. If a person's cloak was taken as collateral, it was to be returned by sunset, because that cloak is the only covering your neighbour has. What else can they sleep in? Let's ask God to open our eyes and hearts to see how we can ease the pain of those who are suffering. Whether we seek to meet the needs of many, as Cindy and Philip have, or those of a single person, we honour him by treating them with dignity and care. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, please open my eyes to the needs of others. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Lorraine, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.